Thanks, Kuvehi and Wayne. You know, today's Reality Check is a segment where we feature stories from our partner, Honolulu Civil Beat. And this morning, we're joined from Washington, D.C. With reporter Nick Ruby. Today, we're talking ballast water. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
I understand you're out pounding the pavement this afternoon. It's morning here, but afternoon your time.
Yes, it's about rush hour here in our nation's capital. So I am out on the street, so hopefully you don't hear too many cars honking. They actually do that here, unlike back home.
Okay. Well, you know, ballast water, I hear that, and I think of my kids' science fair, because that was an exhibit. They were trying to tackle a real-world problem. So what's the story with ballast water today?
Yeah, so ballast water, just to sort of orient the listeners today, is the water that's held in the bottom of ships to help with balance and trim. And so when ships fill their ballast tanks, they're taking in ocean water. And when they're bringing this ocean water in, what comes along with it sometimes are plants and critters that then make the journey to wherever that ship is going. And then as the ships unload, that ballast water also is unloaded. And that can introduce new alien and invasive species into an environment that it typically would not be in. A famous example is in the Great Lakes with zebra mussels. And those have caused quite a problem out there for the Great Lakes, not only changing sort of the makeup of the ecosystem and adding new algae into the environment, but also those mussels are clogging up water pipes, for instance. So it can be a real big problem.
Right, so we don't want invasive species and we don't want pollution. So I understand that there was some legislation that you were tracking.
Yeah. So here in Washington, Democrats and Republicans were pushing a bill that would have created a single rule, a federal rule, to regulate ballast water discharges. And, it, unlike a lot of things in Washington, it did actually have bipartisan support, at least for a little while. Now, those who are with the shipping industry on one side, they thought that this was a great rule because it would make all of the regulation more streamlined, less onerous, and therefore result in a better bottom line for them. Environmentalists, however, were concerned with the way that the rules were written and that it would make it more difficult to sort of combat pollution and invasive species entering the waters. Basically, it would take the regulation out from under the purview of the Environmental Protection Agency and the Clean Water Act and put it under the purview of the Coast Guard.
Okay, and I know, we've got such a big problem with invasive species out here.
Sure, right. Hawaii is often referred to as an invasive species capital. There are hundreds of invasives that are attributed at least to ballast water, as well as other organisms that attach themselves to the bottom of ships and come here. But I think what's really interesting about this particular legislation are two things. One is that it was supported by U.S. Senator Brian Schatz, who then later voted against the legislation to help block it. And the other is that former state senator Willis Sparrow is now advocating for legislation to sort of come back and pass. The thing is he admits that he was approached by a lobbying organization to push for this bill, but the interesting aspect of that is he's not saying who that organization is.
So this legislation, though, it didn't pass.
It did not pass, but that does not mean that it cannot come forward again. This is a bill that has come before Congress a number of times over the years, and I don't expect that to change anytime soon, especially with the commercial shipping industry still hoping to influence lawmakers here to get it done.
Right. Okay. So it's obviously an important issue that we'll have to track. All right. Thanks so much, Nick.
All right. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
That was today's Reality Check featuring reporter Nick Ruby from Washington, D.C. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.